make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Would you turn, please, this morning to Matthew's Gospel, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11. I would like to read two verses from Matthew 11. Be reading verses 25 and 26. Matthew 11, verses 25 and 26. The words of Jesus as recorded by Matthew. The Word of God says, "At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank Thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because Thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in Thy sight." If I read that correctly, brethren, that's two verses from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11, verses 25 and 26. Jesus speaking to the Father. He's speaking publicly. He's speaking in the presence of a great multitude that had followed Him. And He begins by saying, "I thank Thee." Let's pray just briefly. Oh, Father in heaven, thank You for Your Word. Thank You for the recording of it. Thank You that we're able to read it right here. You preserved it to our own reading, that we can have a copy of it. We can read it out loud. We can read it asking the Holy Spirit to come. And as these brethren have already prayed this morning, that we can be taught and instructed in it, giving us something for our lives daily that we can use to gain strength, honor, and give honor and glory to You. Father, open Your Word to us now, please, by the Holy Spirit of God. Come and lead us. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in Thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Father, get honor and glory from it, and may we be instructed in it. May it be pleasing to You, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. First three words recorded here, spoken by Jesus in this verse, "I thank Thee." Brethren, I might have been here long enough that you could kind of anticipate what I'm going to be preaching about this time of year. I do it every year. Thanksgiving. The giving of thanks. The fourth Thursday of November is approaching, isn't it? The fourth Sunday of November. And that really is the fourth Thursday of November. It's the week after this one, fourth Thursday of November. It's been set aside in our country as a day of national thanksgiving. You know that. You know that, and you know pretty much the history of it. I haven't reviewed it this week, but I probably will between now and next Sunday. But it's an act of Congress or a resolution of Congress that the fourth, I know it probably started out with the president, but I think it was made official by Congress, not sure. But the fourth Thursday in November for our country is a day that's been designated where we're urged, we're admonished to give thanks. Well, for the Christian, brethren, for the believer, and I'm for that. I'm for it. I'm for Thanksgiving Day. I'm for that, the fourth Thursday. I'm all for it. But I'm also for, brethren, every day being a day of thanksgiving, and I know you are. There's so many scriptures, so many, and I'll review them between now and next Sunday, I'm sure, because that lesson's going to be more on the National Day of Thanksgiving and us giving thanks. But today I want us to think about Christ Jesus giving thanks in this context here today. I've been meditating in my own mind, just trying to prepare and think about Thanksgiving and sermons I might bring to you on Thanksgiving. I told Jan, I said, I don't like to just wait till the Sunday before Thanksgiving to start preaching about Thanksgiving. I don't like to do that. At least two sermons for this year on Thanksgiving and giving thanks. And you could use that Sunday in and Sunday out, because there are so many verses in the Word of God that command us, exhort us, urge us to be thankful, to give thanks. And as I was thinking about that and thinking, I don't want to just do the Sunday before Thanksgiving for a Thanksgiving service. I've been reading in Matthew. You may figure that out because I think we've been in Matthew on Sunday morning a few Sundays now. But I was reading this week, and here it is. I've got in my mind, on my heart, hopefully from the Spirit of God, is put it on my heart to, because of the time of year that it is, and because God is the God that He is, and because we're the recipients of His blessing, I've been meditating on Thanksgiving. And so I'm reading this week in Matthew, and here we go. I'm reading along, and it says, "At that time Jesus answered and said, I thank thee." Oh boy, that talk about jumping off the page. The words stood up there. A preacher friend says, sometimes in days gone by, and I've been sitting out there, and he'd be up in the stand preaching, and he'd say, those words just stood up and said, preach me. That's the way he would put it. In other words, God's saying to him, this is what you need to study and think about and maybe try to communicate it to the people of God. So here it is, brethren. You know, the Word of God says so often, be thankful, give thanks unto the Lord, for the Lord is good, His mercy endures forever. Be ye thankful. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. All throughout the Scripture. And so I'm thinking about that in my own mind, and I'm trying to prepare, just kind of get my mind ready. And so here I am reading, and I come across this. Jesus, God Himself, God the Son, gives thanks. What better argument for you and me giving thanks than that? There's not one, is there? I was going to say, I can't think of one. There's not one. Jesus is our example. We're to follow His example. And here's one, brethren, that we ought to follow. We ought to give thanks. And here, let's study this act of Christ Jesus publicly giving thanks. Let's study these two verses for a little while now. I want to read again what Jesus said, and you just listen and follow along as I read. Listen to this. Jesus said this, "I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight." Oh man, I read that earlier this week and I said, there it is right there. There it is. I want to study that. I want to think about that. I want to preach about that. Let's just take each little phrase, brethren, in word. Let's just examine them now. In the light of, you keep in mind, and I want to try to keep in mind, that we're approaching a special day of Thanksgiving. Now I know that you and I, we can say, well, we can be thankful anytime, and we ought to be, and we certainly should. But there's something to be said, brethren, for us bearing down at a certain time and say, we're going to come together for prayer and Thanksgiving. It makes it special. So here we go. Jesus says, "I thank thee." You know, Jesus, brethren, was and is God. And it's a little odd, and on the one hand, for God to be thanking God. But here, when you think about it, like when I think about it like this anyway, it helps me. God the Son, brethren, who was made flesh and began to dwell among us. He's fully God and He's fully man. He's thanking God the Father. Helps me to get it, I think, in the right perspective when you think of it in that vein. God the Son says, "I thank thee, O Father." God the Son is thanking God the Father. Jesus the man is thanking God the Father. O Father. And I'll say it and then I'll move on, brethren. If Jesus stopped to give thanks, certainly you and I should do it. "I thank thee, O Father." Brethren, you and I, we're heirs of God, and we're joint heirs with Christ. We are able to say our Father. We're able to say that because God He owns us and He's made us His own. He's adopted us into His family, the family of God. And therefore, brethren, you can say, and I can say, our Father. I thank Thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth. He adds that, doesn't he? He says, he doesn't just say, I thank Thee, Father, and then go on and what he wants to tell him, but he acknowledges Him. He acknowledges God the Father as Lord of heaven and earth. Do you know, brethren, that not everybody acknowledges God the Father as God of Lord of heaven and earth? But I certainly do. I've been reading, I told you recently, I was reading in Job. And Job, brethren, Job and his friends, they get a lot wrong, brethren, but they get a lot right in there. They get a lot right. They spend a lot of time talking about how God the Father is Lord of heaven and earth. They acknowledge the greatness of God and His lordship. And Jesus, brethren, if you can believe anybody, you can certainly believe Jesus. He says that God the Father is Lord of heaven and earth. Heaven. All creatures and our loved ones who are now there, He's Lord. Every angel, every cherub, every seraphim, everything that's in heaven, brethren, acknowledges Him in heaven, that He is Lord of heaven. He's Lord there, brethren. What He says goes. He rules and He reigns. And He's not only Lord of heaven, but He's Lord of the earth, brethren. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. That's Psalm 24, verse 1. I mean, the psalmist, he tells us that. There it is in black and white. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Everything in the earth and everything in it belongs to God. He's Lord of it. The world and they that dwell therein. That's the rest of that verse. Psalm 24, verse 1. Be easy to look up. You know, the 23rd Psalm is one of our favorites. Just the very next one starts off, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Psalm 24, 1. We live on His earth, brethren. He owns it. He owns the earth. He owns everything in it. It is He that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. We are His. You are His. We belong to Him. He owns the cattle of a thousand hills, I think it says. He owns it. He owns it all. It is He that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. That's Psalm 100, verse 3. It's one of my favorite psalms. A little short psalm. It's a great one. Brethren, that's more authority there, evidence that God is Lord of heaven and earth. Now Jesus says, Father, I thank Thee, Lord of heaven and earth, I thank Thee. Now here's why. Here's in the context, here's what Jesus is thankful for. He said, I thank You, Father, and You're Lord of heaven and earth, and this is what I thank You for. Because Thou hast hid these things. God has concealed some things from some people. And He's revealed some things to some other people. God, brethren, because He is Lord of heaven and earth, and because He's sovereign, He gets to conceal and He gets to reveal. He gets to do that. Because He's God. Enough said, just because He's God, though. He gets to do it. And Jesus says, because I thank You because You've hid these things from the wise and prudent, and You've revealed them unto babes. Oh, what a sweet thing to ponder, brethren. Jesus thanks God the Father because He's hid, He's concealed certain things from certain people. These things, it says. There's a parallel passage to this in the book of Luke, in the Gospel of Luke. I think it's chapter 10. I looked it up and I read it. It's the same occasion, essentially the same words. But not in Matthew nor in Luke does Jesus say what things specifically. He just says these things. Well, I feel comfortable, brethren, in what I'm about to tell you, because I'm about to tell you some of the things that Jesus is talking about. I feel comfortable because I feel like God told me about the things that he's revealed from some people and that he's revealed to others. Plus, I checked a couple of Bible scholars on it, old, way back Bible scholars, and they had essentially the same thoughts I had, or I had essentially the same thoughts they had. So I feel comfortable when I say to you, I'm going to tell you now, even though Jesus doesn't specifically say it in this context, these things, I can tell you what they are, what some of them are. And when you hear them, you're going to say, yep, he showed that to me too. He showed me those things. He surely has. And hopefully, brethren, you're going to say, thank you, Lord, for showing me those things, for telling me about that, for enlightening me, for not hiding those things from me. What things, brethren? What things? Well, the first thing, brethren, and these aren't in order of importance necessarily, because they're all important. And I don't think you can say one's more important than the other. But the first thing I think about when God has revealed some things to me is He's revealed Himself to me. That there is a God, one God. And he's three parts. He's God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And those three are one. That there is a God. There is a God. I mean, not everybody knows that, brethren. He's hid from some. But do you know it? And if you do, brethren, it's because He's revealed it to you. You didn't think it up yourself. You didn't say, one day, I think I'm going to believe in God. I heard a lot about Him. I think I'm going to do that. No. No, brethren, he comes and he introduces himself to you. God the Father does. And he tells you about himself. And he tells you about his Son. And he does that through the Holy Spirit of God. Oh, you can read about him in the Word of God. Anybody that's literate can read the Word of God, but not everybody can understand it, can they? Not everybody can mine the ore, the valuable ore out of that Word of God. Not everybody can. Only those whom God reveals Himself to. Himself, our Father. His Son, the Messiah, the Savior, Emmanuel. Oh, Sister Bobby, I don't know if I figure you picked out songs today. I don't know. But whoever picked them out, God was behind it. Listen to this. I know not why God's wondrous grace to me He hath made known. How about that? Nor why unworthy, Christ in love redeemed me for His own. I don't know why either, but the writer, of course, goes on to say, he quotes Paul, but I do know this. I know whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded that He's able to keep that which I've committed to Him, unto Him against that day. I know not how this saving faith to me He did impart, nor how believing in His Word wrought peace within my heart. I know not how the Spirit moves, convincing men. Jesus Himself said that. The Spirit, it comes, it's like the wind. It comes blowing in, drifting in. You don't know where it came from. You don't know where it's going. But it works in the hearts of men. Wherever God sends it, that's where it goes. I know not how the Spirit moves, convincing men of sin, revealing Jesus through the Word, creating faith in Him. Don't understand all that, but I do know that God has revealed it to me. I thank Thee, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because Thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent. The wise and prudent, brethren. Now, let me say to you, I like to read the book of Proverbs, and it's just packed with wisdom to make you wise. And I like to think I'm a little wise. But here's the thing. Proverbs speaks so highly, and it urges us to get wisdom, to study, ask God for wisdom, to study, get wisdom, get knowledge, get it. It's more valuable than gold, ruby, silver. It's valuable. But that's not what Jesus is talking about here. He's talking about the people are wise in their own eyes. They're conceited. They think they don't need God. They're self-righteous. They don't need a God. They're not sinful. They don't see themselves as that, but we know they are. God, brethren, has hid Himself. He's hid the Messiah, the Savior, Emmanuel, God with us. Salvation through God, faith in God. He's hid that from the wise and prudent. But oh, brethren, He's revealed it. He's revealed these things unto babes. Babes. Now there's a sense of Paul has said, don't be a baby. Don't be a baby and feeding on milk all the time. Go on to strong meat. You gotta read the things in their context. You gotta ask God for direction and understanding. But babes as in, except ye become converted and become as little children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Little children, you gotta be a baby in that you know you need God and you depend on Him and you look to Him for everything. Yesterday my youngest son sent Jan and me a video of a little Owen. He's about 6 months old now. And he was sitting up. He had pillows all around him because he can't even sit up. He's that dependent. And I was thinking about how dependent that little baby is on his mama and daddy. He's 100% dependent on his parents. Oh, he held a little, I think it was a pacifier with some beads on it, and he was playing with that. He could hold that, but if they take away the pillows, he falls over. He can't feed himself. He's dependent. He's a babe, and he's dependent. What's that say to you and me, brethren, to me? I need to depend on God the Father. And if I do, brethren, as I do, He's gonna feed me. He's gonna nourish me. He's gonna reveal things to me. When I say, Lord, I'm weak. You gotta make me strong. Paul said, right? When I'm weak, then I'm strong. When I'm depending on God the Father. And He will, brethren, He will reveal these things unto babes. He'll reveal Himself to you. Humble, realizing our need of God and His salvation. God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. That's James 4:6. What can a baby do? Depend on a parent. What can we do? Depend on our Heavenly Father. Trust in Him. It's to those that do that to whom God reveals things, Himself, His Son, by the Holy Spirit, through His written word, and by His actions. It is an act. This sounds like a quote, but it's me. I thought this one up. Listen to this, brethren. Listen to this. Jesus says, even so, Lord, you concealed things from certain and you revealed them to reveal things to others. And He says this, even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. Even so, because you're Lord of heaven and earth. You're sovereign. It's your call, God. It's yours. Jan and I, as I said, we're still on our honeymoon. We still go round and round, but no, you decide. No, you decide. You go whatever you want to do. No, whatever you want to do. It's your call. No, it's your call. We do that. We defer to one another, brethren. That's the way it should be in a marriage. I hope it lasts. I think it will. I'm gonna do my best to make it last. But brethren, defer to God in those things. You know, it's your call, God. It's you. It's your call. Jesus even said, even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. You know what Job said? I was reading the other day. I knew it already. I'd read it, but I love to read it. Job says, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Now that, brethren, is faith in God. That's faith in God. Now, Job was sick. He was miserable. He was wretched and undone. And he said, you know what he said? He said, he asked God many times, just go on and take my life. But when he was thinking a little more clearer, he said, even though he kills me, I'm still going to trust him. I trust him implicitly. And Jesus, brethren, teaches us here. We hear him say, even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. So, brethren, I want to close with this. You know, I wanted to talk to you this morning. I wanted to preach to you about being thankful. I wanted to get on the Thanksgiving wagon again this time of year because it's important that we do that. But as I began to study it, God says, well, before you get there next week and you start telling them to be thankful for food, clothing, shelter, all those things, here's something. Let me teach you this lesson right here. Here's my only begotten Son talking to me saying, I thank thee because you've revealed certain things to us. And so there it is. You can't put that on a plate and eat it. You can't put it in the bank and say that you can't hold it in your hands. But brethren, it's the best thing you can have is the knowledge of salvation through Jesus Christ. That's the best thing. So next week, I may not spend a lot of time on that, but I want you to get it, and I want to get it. Because next week, if all goes well, I'll be preaching to you about our great country. I know there's problems, but we got it, and we've had a place to worship here for years, and you got a mama and daddy, many of you. If you don't, you had a good one, and you got a wife, you got this. I want to talk about probably those next week, but brethren, before I get to that, here it is right here. Everything else pales in comparison to this, that God, the Lord of heaven and earth, has revealed to you who He is, that He's out there, He's there, He's in here, He loves you with an everlasting love, and He gave His only begotten Son to save you. And you have a Redeemer, you have a Messiah, you have an intercessor, you have a mediator. Not only did He save you, brethren, He reminds, as it were, the Father that He saved you, that He went to the cross for you. God doesn't forget things, but I have to put it in human terms so I can understand it. That He's still at work. His redemptive work is finished, but He's still at work, brethren, watching over you. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I've loved you with an everlasting love. There it is. I thank thee, O Father. There it is. That's Jesus, brethren. What higher being can there be that we ought to follow and think about what He does? He gave thanks. Oh, man. What teamwork by God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You do that too, brethren. You do that too. What did I write down? You have a knowledge that many don't have. It's concealed. It's hid from many. But you have it. And as Christ told Simon Peter, He asked him, He says, who do men say that I am? And they told Him several different people. And He said, but who do you say I am? And Peter says, you're the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus, He said, you're blessed to know that, Simon Peter, because God has revealed that to you. He's concealed it from a lot of people, but you've got it, Simon, and we've got it. Ah, thank God for that. Oh, Lord God in heaven, I thank You for what You've revealed to us. I thank You. We just rejoice in the fact, Lord, of what You've done. We thank You. We thank You, Heavenly Father, for sending Your only begotten Son. We thank You for sending the Holy Spirit to teach us, reveal it to us. I pray that we've seen it again fresh this morning. And as the fourth Sunday of November approaches, and we hear the term Thanksgiving over and over, that when we hear it, we'll think of this verse in Matthew and the one in Luke that records Christ Jesus thanking the Father in heaven for revealing these things to whom He so chooses. And we're blessed to be in that number. We praise You, Lord. May we go in the strength and beauty and the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.